Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, you've been really paying attention to the Maryland wine scene, which is awesome. And you've been looking at all the big medal winners, and you put together a dinner recently, as I recall.
Yes, I did. At the Center Club in Baltimore, which is a very nice place to have a dinner. I'm a member of the wine committee, a wine club.
Shocking. Amazed. Right.
And they let me pick out the wines for our annual harvest dinner. So the food is Maryland and regional, and the wines, of course, are going to be Maryland. I put together what I consider to be an all-star team of wines that had recently won gold medals at our Governor's Cup competition back in August. Hugh, it was it could be considered a tough crowd. But they were overwhelmed. And a lot of these people, for them, it was a real eye-opening experience. That's how good Maryland wines are getting. Incredible.
And that's unfortunately also a reflection of the fact that some people have overlooked that.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, there's lots of opportunities to get out there and try them. Let me just tell you what we had. We had Old Westminster's Greenstone White Blend, Sugarloaf Mountain's Reserve Chardonnay, Black Ankle's Feldspar, a big red blend.
Yep.
Big Cork's Petit Verdot, which won the Governor's Cup.
Really? I haven't had that one yet.
And Turkey Point, a little mom-and-pop operation up in the north part of the bay. They had a late harvest Vidal Blanc. And each of these wines was a gold medal winner, deservedly so. They all get 3 stars in my rating system. And they were just wonderful. Let me just quickly go through a few tasting notes. The Old Westminster Greenstone is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Viognier. So you got a very firm, crisp, nicely flavored wine. Beautiful, beautiful wine with some light seafood or something. We had the Sugarloaf Mountain Reserve Chardonnay with a gorgeous piece of rockfish and a kind of a crab bisque
Imperial
sauce
kind of
type
thing.
Right. It was just wonderful. And the Sugarloaf Mountain Reserve Chard is one of the very best chards I've ever tasted coming out of Maryland. It's a dead ringer for a really, really nice California, not Carnero style, more of a Paso Robles style.
Okay,
a little fleshier. And really, really beautiful. The Black Ankle Feldspar is Cabernet Sauvignon dominated, and it's a non-vintage, so they're using wines from 2 different years to go into it. Deeply flavored, very reminiscent of a big, bold Bordeaux, and just gorgeous with the steak, the beef that we had. The Petit Verdot from Big Cork, I want to talk about this for a little bit. Big Cork is a fairly new operation, and there is not a hotter winery in Maryland. There is not a hotter winemaker than Dave Collins, who is not only making wines for Big Cork, but he's helping other producers around the state, and he's selling a lot of the grapes that they raise. Petit Verdot is the least known of the Bordeaux 5.
Yes.
It's grown in California as something of an afterthought because people wanted to pay homage to all 5 of the Bordeaux varieties. It's finding a home here in Maryland, and it's a really nice, big, juicy wine, not a whole lot unlike Malbec.
Okay.
So it's just delicious. So, you know, Petit Verdot from Big Cork, really nice. Finally, the Turkey Point Late Harvest Vidal Blanc. I just love Vidal Blanc because it is so versatile. And this was just kind of like the essence of white peach and apricot in a bottle. Wonderful. My hat's off to all these. I'm going to list these on the website. I urge people to go out and try them. We love them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.